I enjoy being able to watch different sporting events at different times, sometimes on TV, sometimes to be able to go to a live game in person. It's a lot of fun. But I find that some of my favorite sporting events actually to watch are some of the more individual ones, especially when they're done as an international competition. I especially like watching the different sports in the Olympics, but even between Olympics, sometimes you can catch sometimes a televised event of some of those more individual types of sports. And the thing I think I like most about those individual international sports is the sportsmanship that is between the athletes. When you watch them, they will be competing extremely hard. They put their whole life into a lot of times these different sports. And they're competing very hard to try to win, or at least get on, you know, in position to be on the podium in some way. But even if they don't win, they are extremely generous in their praise of the other athletes when they win. It's amazing to watch, because they'll have just a few moments before been competing really hard against each other. But then at the finish line, whoever's there first, the others are congratulating them, hugging them, praising what they did. And when you watch later, when the media a lot of times interviews them later, they're not criticizing that they are putting themselves down for not having been in first place or made it to the podium, and they're not questioning the judges' decisions or being jealous of the other one's success. Actually, they're a lot of times praising the other athlete, that they did a good job. You know, we both worked hard, but they won. And a lot of times they're just grateful to have been a part of it. And maybe at most they're maybe going to talk about how they would have liked to do it better, and they're going to keep training hard and try better than the next competition, the next race, or whatever it is, next Olympics. They're going to work very hard on this. But the point is, their sportsmanship, you know, takes over. They're so joyful over the other's success. I would think the temptation would be to want to say, hey, wait a minute, I worked hard too. Now, why don't I deserve something? Why can't I get the praise and the gratitude? Not to say that people would necessarily be saying this out loud, but I think that would be the temptation, to have a little jealousy, to be a little, maybe even a little resentful of the other's success. But that's simply not the case. They're much more grateful of all that they have. When we see, hear the readings today for this Sunday, we hear a couple of examples of people who have turned away from God. In one case, it's a large nation of people, and another, it's just one individual. But we see God willing to welcome them back. And we also see that while there is an opportunity for another person to be ungrateful and jealous of God welcoming back these people, they don't take advantage of that. Rather, God still is there to be with them. In the first reading, we hear about Moses and the holy people on the base of Mount Sinai. And it's right after they have made a molten calf, the Israelite people, afraid that Moses is dead and that God has abandoned them. They make a molten calf. And God tells Moses to go back to his people because they have become depraved. And then he tells Moses that he's going to wipe out that whole Israelite nation, and that he's going to make a people from the offspring of Moses. That he's going to be saying, Moses, you're the best example that I have. You've been doing good. I'm going to make a nation out of you. And, you know, Moses has an opportunity here to be saying, you know, yes, Lord, these people have been treating you poorly. They've completely betrayed you. Go ahead and make me a nation. I'll serve you. Rather, Moses begs God to have mercy on his people. He begs them to give him a second chance. Let them continue to live. I will be your man. I'll continue to lead them. Continue to be with us. And God listens and allows these stiff-necked people, as God describes them, to be able to continue to be with him. He welcomes them back into the fold. And then we hear in the gospel today this parable, this well-known parable of the prodigal son. We have this young man who has gone off living a life of dissipation. It's amazing, really, when you look at the disrespect, the insult that he gives to his father, basically wishing him dead to be able to have the inheritance early, to wasting all this money, going and living with pigs, an unclean animal in the Jewish faith. And yet the father welcomes him back with open arms. In fact, he welcomes him as a son. Doesn't even let him get a chance to say, let me be one of your hired workers. He just welcomes him back as a son. And then we hear about the older brother who is very jealous. He allows his temptation to come through, this jealousy of the younger brother. And he basically says to God, to the father, you know, look, I've done everything you've asked. I've been with you always. And you don't even give me anything to celebrate with. And yet, when your son comes back, I always love that. He calls him your son, not my brother, but your son comes back. You slaughter the fattened calf. You throw a big party for him. But the father simply points out again, my son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. He's already had the celebration, so to speak, the son who has stayed with him. He has his joy. The father is happy that the other son has stayed. But now the other one has returned. And he can't help it. He has to rejoice that he has come back from the dead, that he's there with them once more. The temptation might be for many of us who have stayed very much with God to look at others who, you know, kind of Johnny come lately, come back. And in many ways, maybe we ourselves are somewhat the prodigal son in this story, needing to come back to faith. But I think a lot of times we are tempted to be that older son and to be a little jealous of the God, of God's generosity, of his mercy, of his love. And these readings remind us not to be jealous, but to rejoice with God. To be able to actually help God in welcoming our brothers and sisters back. Whether it's encouraging people to come with us, come to Mass with us, come on, let's say a prayer before a meal, let's do this and that. Encouraging them to come back to God so that we may rejoice with God when we finally make it to heaven. May God bless us, help us to search out the lost sheep of God's flock, that we may rejoice they are all back in the fold.